Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy, and darn sexy people. Woohoo! It's Sunday. It's a beautiful day out here. My dog's already hankering to go for our gratitude walk. And all's pretty good in the world out here in the Wallace house. I must say, just blessings coming in every which way. I want to take a moment and acknowledge Memorial Day weekend. Both my father and my younger brother served extensively in the military. So, of course, we're honoring all of those people today, and also all of those people fighting this other war for us on the front lines, the doctors and the nurses and the caretakers, and we have a lot to be thankful for each other. And let's just kind of take a moment and hold that in our hearts. I'm thankful for myself. I'm thankful that I'm here expanding together, all of us today. I'm thankful for all the people that have given their lives so I live in freedom. And I am thankful for all the people who are really putting themselves out there on the front lines at risk to help all of us be more secure in this world. So, yeah. I got my flag out. Do you have your flag out? Come on. It's a good year to support the love, the joy, the peace, the calm, the acceptance, and the equality that our country was based on. That's what I'm celebrating this weekend. I'm looking away from all the things I disagree with and remembering all the things I love about this beautiful country we live in. Okay, so a few announcements. The registration for Gratitude of Self-Love is closing this Friday, 5/29, because there's a lot to get in order for Lauren. So if you are still called to register it, you better get on it because it will be closing 5/29. The specials on the private sessions will be up June 14th. If you want to book another, well, I have some people that have booked three, which is fine. Just know you can make them for any time the rest of the year. But if you want the special prize, you need to book whatever it is, whenever it is, by June 14th. And then our webinar. I've got information for you coming in. You know, every time we do a webinar, man, we just open up windows and doors of new information. So I'm always excited. And Dr. Shannon Wilson, you know, guys, if you went to a therapist to work through and help you with any anxiety or anything, it would cost you over $100. Bucks, easy. She's so phenomenal. She's been with us before. really a special area of her is anxiety and depression. And I was having a conversation with her, and I was surprised. She said, you know, if we don't know how to be without being busy, it creates a great deal of anxiety for us because we have gotten used to deferring thoughts and actions we need to take toward ourselves through thought patterns and belief things. We don't dwell on those. We don't work with them. We don't even think about them during our daily life because we have become accustomed to keeping ourselves so busy that we're not looking within, and that's creating a lot of anxiety. The whole thing about what's going to happen plugs all of us in. I can speak especially to that, being a child of an alcoholic, where you never knew what was going to happen, how you were going to get treated, how mom and dad were going to be that night, is my little brother safe, you know. So I learned, and I say to a lot of the people I work with, look, as long as I know what to expect, I'm okay. Right? Well, there's no way we can know what to expect right now with the virus. But thank God for this work that we do know what to expect if we continually stay in our self-creation. So that was a big one when she brought that one up to me. She said so many people in her practice feel like a ship without a rudder, that they don't have a direction or don't know the direction to go in. That's another sign of anxiety and depression. Confusion, not being able to make decisions. Well, I don't know. Which way should I go? Well, is this the right thing? Can actually be representative of depression and anxiety. Overeating, for sure. Over drinking, for sure. I sat down with my friend, social distancing, the other day in the backyard, and he shared with me that he's gained about 25 pounds during this time. And he said, well, it's because I can't go to the gym. And my pendulum went right to no. It's because, and he's creating a lot within the parameters of his own house. But he's anxious, and he fills himself up with food. You know, guys, and if you want to exercise at home, come on. There's a million things on TV. Get a little mini trampoline. Take your dog for a walk. Do whatever you can do in your home, and you can do just about everything in your home. So, also this feeling of being incomplete and this worry about creation and this worry about the future. She said that's also a very big indicator because, let's face it, guys, if you keep looking to the future, and I've taught you this, the channel's taught you this, you are out of the present, and the present is where you create everything in. So you have to keep yourself in the present, and right now, in this moment right now, we're all okay. And the last thing we discussed before she had to get off, and this is just some of the stuff we're going to cover along with all your questions and what the channel brings in on the webinar, is sleep. I'm finding myself sleeping a little more, mainly because I know that I have the luxury of that time in the morning because I'm not starting until 9 or 10 usually now. When Lauren was coming in, she's working virtually. When Lauren was coming in, I knew she would arrive at 7:30, so I wanted to be up to start the day with her and get the day's plan, right? What I want you to understand why this webinar, I feel, is so important, which is why I'm sure the channel brought it forward, is that what you're feeling now, what you're allowing yourself to dwell on now, what you're allowing yourself to choose now is what your reality will show up as in the next few months. You're creating the next few months now. So, if at any time in your life you've been prone to anxiety or depression or lack of enthusiasm or not being able to motivate yourself, any of that stuff, you're going to want to do this webinar. And I remind you to please contact Lauren if you can't pay the full amount. And I trust that people in this community absolutely checks in with their own consciousness. If you can pay the full amount, you do. If you can't, I don't want to turn anybody away. But again, there has to be some small resi-give going on there for your sake. Okay? For your sake. All right. Can I go to the calls? Woohoo! I'm going to go to the calls. We're going to start with somebody new. We're going to start with Miss Patricia in Alabama. Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Well, I'm great, sweetheart. How'd you find us?
Blog Talk. And this is, I've actually spoke to you before. I remember this because I've always, Lord, I always appreciate your energy, and as soon as you begin to talk, it just, before I ever go on to speak live, I just pour your energy. So it's been a while since I spoke to you, but the energy is just the same. So I definitely thank God for you and your service and what you do for the people. Thank you.
Well,
Thank
thank you,
you.
my beautiful person. My heart receives that. And do you have a question today that you'd like to address?
I sure do. My daughter, Janae, lost custody of her two boys to me on yesterday. She made a huge mistake. She's 25, so she made a huge mistake. And my question is, do you see once we meet up again in August, in court, do you see her reuniting, getting custody back of her children?
Okay, so let me explain to everybody how this works. Because unfortunately, you guys have watched a lot of the movies that some of them probably I've done about people reading the future and stuff. What I want you all to know is that there is no future planned out other than the one you're creating. So the answer, Patricia, is absolutely possible or never going to be possible. And that's up to your daughter. Now, I can tell you, can I do this quickly? Wow. They want me to give you three things. Three
Okay.
things that she needs to get in order. Okay?
Okay.
But give me a song, please. Any song that pops in your little mind.
In my mind,
Yeah.
and it, oh God, I never could have made it without you. I never
Okay.
could have made it without you.
Yeah.
I never
Okay.
would have made it without you.
Well, you see, she cannot make any difference in her life until she goes back to her.
Mm.
Until she heals herself within. One of the things is she doesn't love herself, Patricia. Why is she? She's in huge judgment of herself. Well, what happened when she was a little girl with you and your husband and the family and stuff? What went on?
Well, we separated. It didn't work out. It wasn't working out. And her father and myself, we were young, and so I basically grew up with my children. I have three, so we grew up together. I was in my early 20s having
okay.
them. And,
all right. So, yeah. Patricia, the channel wants you to know that when that happened, no fault of your own, but when that happened, how she explained that within herself was that he left because she wasn't good enough. And this happens a lot with kids, guys, that they inadvertently take the responsibility for our actions.
Mm-hmm.
I know when my dad shot himself, I thought, and I was a senior in high school, and I thought, there's something I should have done. I should have been there more for him. I should have, would have, could have, you know, that place. So
mm-hmm.
that's a big part of, if you can help her, help herself, accept herself in more, and let go of that guilt and that judgment, that's going to help a lot. And then I'm going to a core belief. Obviously, this is for everybody, guys. Otherwise, this wouldn't be happening on this show, and you know that. So stay alert. This page, yeah, see, I can never be God. She feels like she has no control over her life, Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we feel like we have no control over our life, guys, as you believe it's delivered to you, the universe
mm-hmm.
has to give her examples in her life, experiences in her life where she doesn't have control. And losing her kids is one of the biggest ones.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, drinking, drugs, any of that stuff makes you lose control. It's funny
mm-hmm.
because people dive into that stuff, overeating also. They dive mm-hmm. into that stuff because they believe that that's going to give them more control, but they're actually succumbing to the lack of control.
Yeah.
So that's the second thing, to any way that she can empower herself to know that she's the creator of her own life. And the third thing, we're going back to the sheets, another core belief, this page here. 16, 17, 18. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself. Well, that kind of sums it all up. So the more I value myself, the more I love myself, the more I come forward for myself, the more I do what's good for me, the more I have to abandon me at the same time. So she's kind of caught, really. And if she could work with a good therapist, they could help unweave this for her. But a lot of us feel like if we're going to celebrate ourselves in life and give ourselves what we want, we have to give up something of ourselves in order to create that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And so she has to know, the more I value myself, the more I come forward for myself. That's a good one for all of us to claim. By the way, we're just going to balance all this. It's been kind of like a little mini private here, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. And so it is. Now, the one thing you can do to help, Patricia, is just get quiet, go to your love place, feel into love, and then connect with her energy and just say to her, honey, you're in charge of your own life. You are so powerful. you know, it wasn't your fault that Daddy left. Whatever you want to say powerfully to her, because their energy gets it, guys. And those of you, I hope all of you are receiving the e-blasts and the emails, the daily emails, inspirational ones. But tomorrow's e-blast, I want you to read the link. Read the link, Patricia. You'll appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you, Dee. I love you. God bless you and be safe.
Thank you, my love. Right back at you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, bye-bye. We're going to go to Lena in Oklahoma.
Hey, Dee, how are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. What's up?
Question. I know you've talked about
Okay, focus. I want you to focus, Lena. There you go. Now, ask your question.
Okay, so you've talked with going within, and I've been finding that challenging.
Well, most of us find it challenging, honey, because that's where the truth is. But if you take it from fear to excitement, which is really the same sides of different sides of the same coin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it's so exciting to find out what's driving me. I'm so excited to understand these walls that are in my way, because I know I'm knocking them down. Pretty exciting. This is freedom. That's where I'm going. My dog's head just popped up when I said freedom. Yeah, honey, not you. So see if you can't shift that perspective, Lena.
Okay.
And all of us, that all of this work play that we're doing with ourselves is for ourselves, so that we literally can experience the God that we already are and always have been. We've just been in the way of knowing it. And I'm telling you, it's freedom. So that's really all it is, Lena. You've been taught to go to the fear instead of the excitement. And you have moments of excitement in your life, guys, that you can call upon and relate to.
So
look at all this uncovering in that way. Yeah, go ahead.
So I guess that's my question, is like, I've used sense memories before, but to the love place, especially with where I'm at, and it's just been challenging to get back to that original
feeling. You know, sometimes once you learn how to do it, you don't need mm-hmm. to use anything anymore. You just go to the feeling of love. So see if you can't go to everybody right now. Just drop into your heart and just feel love. Everybody that follows or has been doing this work for a while should be able to do that now. Just to love for love's sake. Can you get there? Can you experience that, Lena? Well, that's easy. Yes or no, honey?
No.
Okay. So what did you use for your love place before?
I used the memory.
Lena, what the channel is saying to me is that you are there, but you won't let yourself know you're there. That you are feeling it, but you are going, no, I need to hold on to the struggle, and I'm not really feeling that. So you have to shift your brain around, and you know how to do that through the daily breathing exercise and all that, to say, look, I'm ready, willing, and able
mm-hmm.
to absolutely know and experience today that I'm love all the time.
Okay.
Because it's the same thing, guys. You know, I have friends that were very wealthy, lived in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, one of the most affluent places you can live. And the whole time they were there, yeah, we're worried about money. We don't know if we have enough money. Well, now they don't. Now they've had to sell their house and live in a small condo. And, you know, because they could never allow themselves to live in the true experience of what they had. And if we don't allow ourselves to live in those beautiful experiences, and all it takes is to go outside and hear the birds sing. Unless you tell yourself that's not enough. And if nothing is ever enough to allow you to feel that love, then that's what you have to address, not the love itself, but you being in the way of allowing yourself to truly experience it. All right, baby?
Okay. Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank you. You bet. That's a big one for a lot. Hold on, they're stopping me now. That has something to do with anxiety and depression. Well, oh, well, I'm being taught here, right here on the show. I love when this happens. that when we allow ourselves to define ourselves as living in anxiety and depression, that gives us a reason not to experience the love that we are and the love of the life that we're living. Well, that makes total sense to me, but thanks for tying it into the show, guys. Yeah. Okay, good. Oh, goody, another new person, Michelle in Utah. Hi, baby, you're on.
Hi, Dee, how are you?
I'm so fabulous, I can't even tell you. What's up?
I am a new person, but I did have a private with you recently, and I've been doing the exercise that you have taught me and everyone else, going to my love place and smiling and breathing out. Well, it's working really well, actually.
Good.
It just makes me happy. It just makes me content.
Yes, that's the point. And from that place, you can create everything.
Well, there is a but.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, what's coming up for me in doing these exercises is my mother's voice. Now, my mom has been gone since 1991, so I think it's going on 30 years this year. And when I was much younger.
You're still connected to her energetically, though.
Oh, yes.
Which is fine, unless you allow that connection to keep encouraging negative things that you're better off without from her.
That's my question.
Okay.
Well, so my question to you is, when I was a little girl, one of the things she said to me, we were at a play, and I wanted to talk to the people afterwards. Everyone was going up and talking to the celebrities in this play. It was either Evita or Annie in Los Angeles. I can't remember which one. But she said to me, "Who the hell do you think you are?" And that's always stuck with me. And those words are coming when
I
do my
meditation. All right, well, let me ask you right now. See, that's the beauty of doing these exercises, because you get to mine all those dirty, bloated bombs that have been sitting around in your subconscious. So let me ask you, Michelle, do you have an answer? Who are you? Who the hell do you think you are right now in this moment?
I am a creative person who has a lot of love to give. And I am health, well-being, and I am money.
Okay. Sounds to me like you know who you are. So the next time you hear that thought, answer it. Say, this is who I freaking am. I'm a powerful God of me that's filled with love, truly creative, healthy and wealthy, and loving to be in this world. That's who I am. And I had every right to go up and meet those movie stars. Mom, it was your thing that was holding us back, not mine. I knew the truth.
Yeah.
You had the fear.
Yeah.
So reparent your little girl now so she can let go of that. You see, you as the adult, Michelle, knows that. But your little girl is still afraid that mommy was right.
Absolutely.
Okay. And the more you say, I am special, I am filled with love, I am a person that gives so much good to this world, right? It tells your brain, oh, we're not going to think that other stupid thought that she's been carrying since she was 5 years old or whatever. Right? Because what happened, Michelle, and everybody, is that's why I wish all of you would listen to my TED Talk, because it really does explain it so well. The things we're taught or modeled before we're 8 years old, because our brains are done at 8 years old around our self-esteem and how we see ourselves in the world. If you can go back and go, for example, I'm hitting a wall with money. What were all the things that I was told about money? What were all the things that were modeled to me about money? You will see exactly the walls you're hitting. And then you will know how to reparent yourself. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Awesome. Great, boy. Thank you. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
Well, thank you, Dee. Take care.
Always. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
And we are going to Catherine in New Jersey. Hi. Catherine, you there? Oh, dear. Well, I got to move on. I'm so sorry. Carrie in Ohio, you're on. Miss Carrie, are you there? Well, where'd everybody go? Everybody
I'm
go
here,
to the bathroom
have,
at the same
I'm
time?
Here. Can you hear
there
me
There you
now?
Are. Okay, honey.
Oh, good. Oh, my gosh. I had you on mute because, lockdown and families everywhere.
Yeah.
Dee, I really just, this is a gratitude call-in, mostly for you just being you and showing up so consistently for years and years and years, always holding the space for all of us. I mean, the grace that you live in and that emanates through you, that when you say go to your love place, I can do it in a heartbeat over anything, over anything. Like, I live in it. I live in it.
It's freedom, isn't it, Carrie?
It is. It's resplendent. It's and whatever comes up, we're all human, you know? Like, that's just a part of the human conditioning and what we're here to transmute and recreate.
Yeah, so, for sure. Oh, my God, what a beautiful call. Thank you, Carrie.
I want to thank you for allowing us, because I want you to receive this, for allowing us to pay by donation, too, because, you know, I've been living in my parents' house since 07, recovering from trauma after trauma, and I feel like I've done it, and this is like Memorial Day, and this is graduation day, and I feel like the tomb is now my womb, and I am ready to birth.
Oh, my God, I love those words. The tomb is now my womb, yeah, and every day you can be reborn from that. Oh, Carrie, wow.
Yes,
you just,
I
you're
love
just
you.
Making my heart burst, honey, because this is what my work, this is what I wanted all the work to be about, is this freedom to help all of you empower yourselves and move into that. So thank you so much.
With all my heart. You're welcome.
Oh, thank you, Carrie. Oh, gosh. That just made me feel so good. Miss Lee in California, you're on.
Woo!
Woo!
Thank you.
What's up, baby?
I just called to say I love you.
Hey, they should do a song about that. I just called to say I love you. Okay, well, there's a little SAG entertainment for all of you. Well, I love you too, Miss Lee, and thank you for that. Thank you for that, guys. It's nice. It's nice to receive all this love. I ain't going to lie. And you know, I send it right back to you 100-fold, all of you. Thank you, Lee.
100-fold. And I love the daily affirmations. Thanks for that, too.
Very helpful. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Love you, sweetheart.
Love you. Later.
Later, baby. Janet in North Carolina, another new caller. I love this. All this new energy. I love it. Hi, Janet. Oh, no. Where's Janet? If I'm on mute, unmute me. Oh, dear. Well, bummer. Okay. Well, moving on. Maria in San Francisco. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, darling.
I am trying. I'm just off.
All right, let's just stop there. Let's just stop there, Maria, and ask why you're off. Everybody balanced, anybody switched. Okay, we're going to the sheets and a core belief. This page here. Yeah, it always goes back somehow to this for you, my darling. I can never be God. And you just were trained, as we all were, but you were trained in a much stricter doctrine, whatever that means, that it's not up to you, your life isn't up to you, you're not the creation of you. And if we can't cross over there, then guys, we're going to be locked in anxiety and depression because we're going to feel helpless. And that's the gift that this virus is bringing forward for all of us is, can I go within and know that I have the power of my own self-creation while I feel like my power is being taken away from me by this virus and the government and society and whatever the hell else is going on in our lives, right? So the more you can focus and love into the fact that it's all up to you, and yippee, it's all up to you, Maria, the less you slip. So things are going to come at you, guys. We're living in a physical world. Things are going to come at you. They're going to challenge you, right? What do you do with that then? Something comes at you, and you go, okay, I'm trying to create a little acting thing here, and I found out that I had to do all this SAG stuff in order to do it, and we just wanted to do some simple little thing for no money. Well, you know, Gabrielle said to me, well, Mom, if we can't work through all that, I don't want to go to all the work of writing it and everything, and which I get, but my words to her, we said, look, Gabrielle, whenever there is a wall that appears, we climb over it, we go around it, or, you know, we bomb the freaking thing and get it out of the way. So it's what this is what I want. This is where I'm going to go. Oh, there's a little wall. Great. How do I get around the wall and keep creating what I want? But we don't do that if we feel helpless and we don't know that we're in charge. And then we say the world's dumping on us, and then that really doesn't get us anywhere. So for the next week, Maria, I want you to use the breathing exercise and whatever else appeals to you around I am God. And guys, when I told you when we first started this for years, it was I am like God. I am in the image and likeness of God. I am a carbon copy of God. And finally, the channel said, nope, you've just got to say I am God now. There's no more outs, guys. You've worked your way up to it. And it was scary. And I can't even tell you why it was scary. It was just scary because we've always been taught we can't say that. We can't be that. We can't know that. And that's way too much power, and we'll screw it up. Well, as you believe, it's delivered to you. So I am God. I am the God of me that creates everything through divine love so that it's all positive and happy and joyful for all parties concerned. I am the power that creates me through my choice of thoughts, my choice of feelings, my choice of perspectives, and my choice of reactions. All right? So work with that for a week, will you, Maria? And then call in next week. I'll try and get you on, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, baby. You bet. Let me see. I wanted to go try and go back to my other new person, but I think she said bye-bye. Pat in Connecticut, you're on.
Hey, hi.
Hi, babe.
Hi, you gave me a great opportunity last week, and I walked right past it. It was so much in my face. You said there was a male a year and a half ago, and I focused on the wrong male. It was my son. I thought we had healed everything, and I would love information on what is there, what needs to be worked on, any information.
Well, the first thing I'm hearing is that you guys came to work on exactly the same issue from different points of view, which is true about a lot of relationships, guys. So, for example, Christopher, whom I was married to for 18 years and Gabby's daddy, he was frivolous with money. Well, money, we always are going to have enough money, and he never worried about it. So he needed to learn more responsibility. I was like, oh my God, there's never enough. I come from a family where I never know. I've got to be really careful. So I needed to learn the joy of trust and flow that he knew. Are you with me? So let's find what the subject is that you guys came in. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, baby. Any movie that pops into your little bee brain.
I just came up with a book. I'm sorry. Their eyes were watching God. Maybe it's a movie.
Well, they're going to take it. What's it about?
Zora Neale Hurston struggles with black life, slavery, poverty, struggles.
Okay. All right. So the highest word is struggle. Yes. You guys came in to study struggle.
Yeah.
What do you believe? What do you believe around struggle? You believe that you have to struggle a little, right?
Well, can I say, bringing him up, I always found the best and surprises and I lied to him so he'd always be surprised with birthday presents. And he said, I'm never going to be poor. And he grew up kind of bitter about being poor. He said, I'm going to be rich. And that's the goal of his, you know, that became important.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, Pat.
Not at all. No, and he's successful,
well,
and I'm
well,
proud of him.
Hold on. Hold on, because that's not what I'm hearing through the channel. Is this is interesting, everybody. So focus in, because this has something to do with all of us. You're okay with the experience of being rich. You're not okay with being called one of the rich people. So there's a judgment in there, Pat. And it's the judgment about that that he's in reaction to. What's your judgment about rich people? What were you taught or modeled about rich people?
Well, I grew up very wealthy with the wrong prejudices. But he judges my life as a failure because I struggled as a single mom and struggled with where is my next home going to be.
Okay, so you see all the judgment that's going on?
There's a lot.
A lot of it is about money. More than that, about being wealthy, and they're putting that in quotes, being wealthy. There's a lot of judgment around being wealthy, okay? And that's the issue that you've both come together to deal with. So are you able to sit down and talk with him about stuff?
No. No, he now, his life is so stressful with a stressed wife and baby that there's great distance, and I have to step back and let him have his life now. So it's all in distance and in love and prayer and support.
And in communication. Again, guys, that's why I want you to read the link on the e-blast tomorrow.
Okay.
Because it's from Patricia Cota Robles, and she really backs up what I keep telling you guys, you know, talk to them through their energy.
Yeah.
Whether they're in embodiment or not, you can always reach your loved ones energetically. Tell him you're not in judgment of him. Or the positive would be, honey, I accept you. I accept that money's important to you. Accept that you're busy. I love you unconditionally. And I want you to know that I'm going to be with you energetically, even if we can't be together physically, but I would like to. So I'm asking you to maybe be open to that. They receive all that information, Pat.
I'm confused.
Why?
Because I feel like first of all, I let him take his anger out on me for years, feeling it was helping
him. Well, that's your bad, baby.
I know. And I stopped it a year and a half ago. That's what
you
picked up on. And when I stopped it, then there was difficulty, and then there's been healing, and I thought it was all healed until you brought it up, and then I realized, there's more work to do. So here I am asking you. But I'm confused.
It's work within you, honey. It's just work within you to be at peace and with all of it.
What I'm confused about is I feel that the judgment is towards me and looking at me as a failure in my life, not about money.
Yes, but it's your judgment, not his.
Okay.
Guys, I'm going to say this until I'm blue in the face.
Okay.
If you're pointing the finger at somebody else, you'll never find the answer. Take the finger, turn it towards you, and go, whatever I know or want to know is within me. So why am I judging myself? Okay, hold on. Now they want us to go to a core belief, and this is for everyone, and it has something to do with the webinar. Okay, this page here, 1, 2, 5, 6. No matter what I do, it's not going to work, so I might as well give up on everything. Okay, that's a form of anxiety and depression. That's a belief create anxiety and depression. And it's not true. When you get the energy of you in alignment with what you want, the energy around you has to change and will change. That's science. Okay? So everybody, whatever your question is, look within yourself. Look within yourself for the answer. All right, Pat? All right, sweetheart. You can do this. You can do this. Just be peaceful and kind of give up the struggle. Give up the struggle and just say, I know.
Yeah, okay.
And therein lies your freedom, okay?
Okay, that belief, that goes all the way back to childhood. And I know I'm projecting, but my fear goes to a fear that my child, my son, learned that too.
Okay, well, there you go. See? And you uncovered that all by yourself, like all of you can.
Yeah.
You know, but you have to start, guys, with I know and I'm clear. And then get quiet and just listen. You will take yourself, the God of you, the higher self of you, the subconscious of you knows.
Yeah.
It knows. You've just been protecting yourself from hearing it. Right? Now we know our freedom doesn't come from protection. Our freedom comes from us knowing and acknowledging everything we want to transmute and redirect.
Right.
So that we go to the thoughts, the feelings, and the perspectives that support what we want, Pat.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you for being there, as the other woman said, all the time.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Yeah. You're so welcome. Much love to you. Oh, my God. What a show. I can't believe it. Nancy, I'm sorry I was coming to you next, but I just don't have time now. Wow. You guys, I... Every Saturday night I go, oh, I get to do the show together. I wonder what they're going to bring in. You guys are just amazing. Okay, webinar is this Wednesday. Please be there. It's going to be, if our minds aren't working right, our bodies are not going to show up for us the way we want. Our money isn't going to. Our relationships aren't going to. So let's make sure we have all the tools at our disposal, right, to live positively and powerfully, mentally and emotionally, so that we create the lives we want. Registration for Gratitude of Self-Love is closing on 5/29. The reduced privates are available until June 14th, and then the original price will go back up. You can book for any time this year. All right, guys, I love you. Let's say it together loud and clear. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.